So we had left off where God had, where we had said that God is close to us, mikol minei kirvot, in all ways of being close. And now the Gemara introduces a passage which becomes very famous and becomes one of the proofs for the Rambam's position of not praying to angels, and creates a lot of headaches for people who think that you can ask for intermediaries of angels and machnisei rachem and baruch nisrael on all that stuff which we've talked about in the past. And Rav Asher Weiss takes some time in his book on the Yom Noraim to try to defend the Hasidic practice of saying machnisei rachamim, because, well, let's see. The Amar Reb Pinchas b'shem Rav Yehuda bar Simon avot zar nirat krova ve'ena el rachoka. Well, first we're going to talk about Avodah Zarah for a minute. Avodah Zarah looks close, but it's really far. Matama, Yisau al Katavius Beluhu. Right, you carry it on your shoulder, which means that it looks close, but Sof Davar Elohim Obavayit Vuhutsohe Gatsha Yamut. So you literally take your idol, put it in the house, scream out to God until you die. Vilo Yishma. It doesn't hear. Shocking. Vilo Yoshia Mitzarato, and it can't save you. Avala Kadosh Baruch Hu, near Erachok, but God seems far away. Ve'en Karov Mimenu, and there is no being closer than God. Amar Levi, because Levi says, and do not ask me the exact meaning of what we are about to read. The Amar Levi, if I would walk vertically into the air from the land to the firmament, it would take 500 years. Mirkir l'Rakia, and then between the Rakia at Malach Chamesh Meot Shana, the of Yosher Rakia, and the thickness of the Rakia Chamesh Meot Shana is Chamesh Meot Shana. In the art scroll, they have a nice footnote trying to work out all the math. Good for them. Good for them. And right, the Rambam at some point, right, tried to work this out because he thought that, you know, this and was like, yeah, and then at some point he's like, you know, no, anyways. Malach Chamesh Meot Shana, of Yosher Rakia. All right, we have those, sure. Anyways, and each of the firmaments, and there are seven of them, has 500 years.
So if you walk like a couple thousand years,
they get up to Shemai. The hooves of the chayot, also malach chamesh meot shana v'chamesh v'chamesh yisrael, they are 515 years, k'minyan yishara, like the gematria of yishara. So blah blah blah, right? And then obviously the more disturbing parts is in Shari Koma, which again the Rambam originally took seriously and then was like, no, this is heretical, which is where it then continues to God's feet and God's knees and God's whatever and God's whatever.
Isn't there an expanded version of this in Chagiga? I remember.
Yes, there's in Chagiga Yudbet. Yes. But this is what's not there. Va'adam nichnas levet haKnesset va'omed achorei ahamud u'mitfalo b'lechisha. And then the person comes into shul, daven silently, v'hakadosh baruch hu ma'azin et tefilato, and God hears your tefila. Shneamar v'chana hi midaberet aliba, rak sifata na'ot v'kol lo yishamea, because Chana was whispering, and only, right? No one could hear her. V'hezdin HaKadosh Baruch Hu et tefilata, and nevertheless, God heard her. V'chein kol b'riotav, and the same is true of all creation. Shne'emar, tefila la'ani ki'atov. The pasuk says, ka'adam ha'meisiach be'ozen chaviro v'hu shomea. It's lifnei, it's your shofech, your tefila, lifnei. And the diok, as Yifei Mara says, is lifnei. Right, where I'm close to Kobe so he can hear me because he's right next to me. That's how close God is to you. V'chiyez l'chai Eloah, karov mizeh, shu karov l'riotav, is there a closer God? Tefeh le'ozen. Now, later on, we're still not at the part that creates the problems, is where the Gemara is going to say, and therefore you don't need angels. We're going to get there. In a minute, that's later on this Amud, but this Amud is long. But we're getting there. We're getting there. Rav Yudan v'shem Rav Yitzchak, Amar ba arba shitin. Now we had four versions of a mashal to describe just how close God is. I know the Amud looks long, and it is long, but it's really not hard. First one is basar v'dam. Basar v'dam yesh lo patron. A human being has a patron. Va'amru lo nitpas ben beitecha, and he tells him your son has been kidnapped. Amar lahen. Ani mekayim alav. Okay, I'm going to try to, you know, I'm going to save him. Amru lo hare yotze lidon. Amru lo ani mekayim alav. says he's going to be judged and put to the death penalty. He says, fine, I'll get a lawyer for him. I'll defend him in court. Amr lo harei yotze lehareg. He's going to be killed, meaning it's done. It's over and done with. Heichan hu veichan pitrono. Good luck. Good luck to the patron. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitzel et Moshe micherev paro. But God, even at that moment, and again in the Midrashim, it's even more dramatic, which is that literally, yes, exactly, the marble neck, is that the sword came down and hit his neck, and then in some of the fancier versions of the Midrash, it bounced off the marble neck and therefore stabbed the guy and killed the executioner, right? God, even at the last moment, hadu derivati lenu micherev paro. So you see, God is the best patron. Good. Amr Rabbi, second version of the Mashal. Chdiv Ayrach Moshe, Mashal, second story to illustrate this point. Vayrach Moshe b'nei Paro. Moshe fled from Paro. V'chiev shel basam levrach min amalchot. Can a normal human being successfully escape from the government? El v'shah shetavas Paro et Moshe chivo la'atiz rosho. When Moshe caught him, he said, off with his head. V'kod acherev mi'alz rosho Moshe. And his... the sword became, blunted. And again, it doesn't say it explicitly, but it does. The Nishbra had lived the Rechim Migdal Hashem. The next one, because his neck became Kishen. Zelit Savar Hashem Moshe. Rebbe Omer Rebbe Yadav Lo Od. Ela Shanita Zecher Rebbe Al Savar Hashem Moshe. It's this Midrash right here. Right? It comes up in many, many Midrashim. But yes, in this more dramatic one, it's Al Savar Hashem Konstero. Then it bounced off and killed the Vaharagato and killed the executioner. Hadu Tchiv Atzilim Mecher Paro. Li Hitzil V'Kusantar Neherat. Rechia Kara Alav Kofer Letzadik Rasha. And sometimes, right, he says, yes, the death of the Rasha is basically the redemption of the Tzadik, because he literally died in his place. Rabbi Avon Kara Alav Tzadik Mitzara Nechalaz V'Avo Rasha V'Avo Rasha Tachtav. Again, the Rasha is coming in his place. There is another Gersa in the Yerushalmi Dvus Amsterdam, which quotes the pasuk that Reachia Kara Lav Tzofer Rasha Latzadik Umavakesh Laam Yuto Hashem Lo Yaazvenu Biado Velo Yarshienu Bihishafto. And therefore, the pasuk is not really on the executioner; it's about Paro, right? Is that Paro tried to kill him and God said no? Tani Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara said, no, that's not what happened. Malach Yarad V'nid Malen Kimit Moshe V'tavsu Ed Malach Uvarach Moshe. Is that Moshe got away because the impersonation Moshe, who was an angel, went to jail instead. Amar Yishu Ben Levi B'shasha Barach Moshe B'nei Paro Nasu Kol Uchsalon Shelo. At that time, all of Paro's men got different injuries, deformities. Mehen Ilman, Mehen Chershin, Mehen Suman. Some became mute, some became deaf, some became blind. Amar Le Ilman, Heichanu Moshe. So he tried Velohi Medabrim. He tried saying to the mute ones, well, where's Moshe? Amar Le Chershin, and he said to the Chershin, and they're like, I can't hear you. Velohi Shaman, Amar Le Suman, Velohi Rowan. He said to blind people, like, well, I don't know. Right, and what, but of course, what this Midrash is really explaining a different question. Why is the Midrash is always trying, why would you come up with this dramatic one? Not to explain how Moshe got away, but why God was so angry at Moshe when Moshe said, but I don't know how to talk. Right? So God says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omar lo Moshe, Misam pe la'adam, Umisam ilaim. Excuse me, don't you remember how good I am at making people talk and not talk? Taman kamit lach. V'hachad ana let ana kaim. What is wrong with you? What don't you know that I could do it? Hadu dechtev mi kashem elkin v'chol karei nuei love. Rabbi Yudan v'shem Rabbi Yitzchak amar shita uchrei. Another drasha. Bas v'dam yesh lo patro. God has a patron. A man has a patron. Amru la orei nitbas ben beitcha amar rei mit kaim alav. Amru la orei yotzili don amar rei mit kaim alav. Same story, except this time he says he's drowning. What is he going to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitzel Yonah mimei adaga. Hadumar v'yom Hashem ledag v'yake et Yonah. But by Yonah, we know that he literally got him by sending a fish. So you see, God can do anything. Great. Okay. Version 3. Review them Mishem Rav Yitzchak. Amr Bishita Chray. Harry Basav Dam Yishlo Patron. Amr Lo Nitbas Ben Medcha. Amr Lohan. Harry Mitkaim Tachtav. Amr Lohan. Yotzi Lidon. Amr Lohan. Yotzi Lidon. Amr Lohan. Mushlach La'esh. Same story, but this time he's in fire. Heichon hu veichon bitrono. No, Chanan Mishal Vazaria. Safer than that, yes. Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu Eino Ken Hitzel Chanan Mishal Vazaria Mikiv Shon Eish Hadu Chiv Anu Nebuchadnezzar Amar Brich Elohon Di Shadrach Meshach Vavin Nego Vigomer. Fourth version, again. Reuven Mishem Rav Yitzchak Amar Bashita Achrai Ari Bazav Dam Yesh Lo Patron Ad Harehu Mushlach L'Chayot. Same story, this time it just tells you dot dot dot. Animals. And now Daniel, Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu Hitzel Daniel Migov Ha'arayot. He saved him from the lions and hadlus evelai shlach malachos garpum aryevata.
Are these the only examples where Hashem saves people from?
No, it's very odd, right? You got to wonder, right? We do need to think agadically, like why he isn't. What is it? I don't know. Is it because they were specifically sentenced by like kings and the gods being contrasted? Maybe, I don't know. Or is that each story tells something differently? Right, yeah, you're right. Yonah's not. Yonah, he's escaping from God. So I don't know. I don't know. Review the Namre Mishmei today. Boss of Edom, now there's a fifth. Boss of Yezlo Patron. Imbad lo eit zara. Inu nechmaz eslo. Pita om elu bava om elu bitcho cho patron vikar lavdo. Ola ven veto. But now we get back to what we really wanted. And that is, by a regular patron, when you need God, you don't just suddenly, I haven't shown up in months, suddenly I say, you know, I need your help. No, that's not how it works, right? I have to call to the Eved, Oleven Beito, Homer, Ish Ploni, Omer Al Petach Chatzercha. I call to the servant or the son and say, tell him that I'm here. Shema Machniso, Shema Manicho. Maybe he'll let you in, maybe he won't. Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu Eino Kein Im Bad Al Adam Tzara, Lo Yitzvach. And now we're back to the point. Lo Yitzvach, Lo Le Michael, Velo Le Gavriel. Don't call out to angels. Now, why is this a very good raya for the Rambam? Because the simple pshat of Yerushalmi is they're not calling to the angels to do it. They're simply calling for them to be machnis erachamim. Right? Is to take the prayer to God. Good. So that's the... Exactly. So the defense might be, you're right, God doesn't need it, but maybe you're not zoches, and maybe... But... If you're Maimonidean, this is about as good a raya as you could possibly want, which is not only do you not pray to angels, you don't pray to angels to take your prayers before God. That's the whole point, is they're not like the Eved that acts as an intermediary to set up a meeting.
Because Hashem is immediate.
Because God is immediately there. And that's why this Gemara is so powerful in the Machnisei Rachamim. Sugya, because Machnisei Rachamim isn't even davening to Malachim, it's asking Malachim to take your children to God. And the simple pshat of this Yerushalmi is, don't do that. No, it's not. It's very old. But we've talked about this before, right? Didn't Joe give his chabur on it last year about davening to angels because he was doing Shalom Aleichem, and right? Because I gave him any of my makaro then, so I don't know, you know. We're not going to go through that whole sugya, but understand that this is a central text, obviously, in that discussion. And that's what I was telling you, but you saw it took an entire amud to get there. Ella li yitzvach vani onel omiyad hadu dechiv kol asher yikra b'shem Hashem yimolet. And obviously, right here in the chilufik girsot, they give you a little summary. But if you want, I can send you my makarot sheet on this question, where they quote and they say, this is the source for the Ramban that you can't daven to malachim even as intermediaries. And you want to know how far back it goes? Well, the Ramban already in the Drasha Torah Hashem Tamima says, doesn't this Yerushalmi contradict Machnisei Rachamim? Which means that Machnisei Rachamim is old, and using this Yerushalmi to critique Machnisei Rachamim is also old. Just the sources they quote here are Ramban, Reuven Yakar, Maharal, Moruk Tzia, Chatam Sofer, Mari Asad, Sidur Beit Yaakov, Lur Yaakov Me'emdin, Hagod Lel Shabbat, and then if you want a Pulmos Nirchav, they say, look at Yeshurun Chela Gimel, pages, a polemic about this, look, Yeshurun Chela Gimel, Tavshin Zion, pages Tavshin Vav to Tavshin Chavtet. You can also take my Makarot sheet, or I can give you the same references I gave to Joe, which were the pages in Chalamish. In Moshe Chalamish.
Did you say Shin Vav to Tav?
No, to Shin Chav something.
Okay.
Anyways. Amarei Pinchas. Uda have braid, have oil machamate de Tiveria. Rav once went to Tiveria, or it was leaving the Chamei Tiveria. Pagun be Romai Amrun le Min Dimanat. Who are you? What family are you from? Who are you loyal to? Amrlon Min Disospinianus. I am of the family of the Roman head of the Roman head of Tveria. Upanine. So he said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were from that family. You're free to go. Biram shot to Lugabes. The next morning he came to how do you pronounce this? Supianos. And he says, why are you trusting this Jew? What is this? He's a liar. Amrulan, he says, Lama. Amrulay begin bechad. Amrulay Yudai. Amrulay Mendamarad. Amrulay Tosianus. He says, what do you mean? I asked this Jew who he is. Instead of telling me he's Jewish, he told me he's from your family. Isn't it horrible? And this you know mayor said, Amrulay, Umavtunlay. He said, what did you do to him? Amrulay, Dayolay Paninyate. I let him go. Because I thought he was your family, not a Jew. He says, Amrulan Yod Avatun. That was the right thing to do. Why?
Because since you thought that he was part of my family.
Yes, but why is it? It's more than that. It's that the Jew deserves to be saved. Why? Because he recognized that if you want to be saved, that's a sign of honor. And he said, now the Gemara says, Umami Yishu Nitla Basar Vidam Nitzal. Simply by saying you're part of the mayor's family, you're saved. Mishu Nitla Bakalish Baruchu Lo Kol Shekein. If you do that to God, Hadi Dichtiv Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimaleit. That if you call out in the name of God, you'll be saved. That's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it's ironic, actually. At some level, ironic, which is, yeah, but maybe he should have said, I am the son of God, I am Jewish, and that should have saved him. I don't know. Amar Rebbe, good point. I actually hadn't thought about that. That is very ironic. Thank you, Kobe. Amar Rebbe Alexandri. Uvda Bechad Archon Dehave Shmei Alexandrus. Now, this is a wonderful story. There was a guy named
Alexander.
Vahave Kam Dain Chadlistim, and he caught a thief, and he was going to put him to death. Amar Le Mashmach, Amar Lo Alexandrus. He said, Amar Le Alexandrus Pnei Alexandra. He said, goodbye. I am freeing you. Alexander is freeing Alexander because, you know, I don't want anyone, I don't want the news to say tomorrow that Alexander was killed for thieving. Not worth trying to clarify that one in the tabloids. You are free to go. If simply by having the same name as a human being, you're saved. We are called B'Shem Hashem. And also the Magen Avraham called his Sefer Magen Avraham. Sure. The Sifrei, though, has a different interpretation, which is not that we are B'Shem Hashem. It's if we keep Balach the Bedrachav. Meaning, Mahu Rachum, Avatei Rachum. If God is the merciful God and we act mercifully, meaning we are Mekayim Imitatio Dei, we imitate God and therefore we're called godly, not God, but godly, then we deserve to be saved. Which is actually it's beautiful. Okay. Rei Pinchas Amar Batarti. He said two things about this same pasuk that we were talking about, of the full pasuk being Kimi Gadol, Mi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elohim Krovim Elav Kadonai Elohim B'chol Kareinu Elav, that God is close to us in all many kirvot. So let's get some more drashot down. Chad B'Shem Rabbi Zeira V'Chad B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai. Reb Chinchot B'Shem Rabbi Zeira Amar Basar V'Dam Yesh Lo Patron. If a person has a patron, a Mitriach Alav B'Yoter, Humer Ashkach Plan Dikometarchali. At some point, you annoy the patron enough, and he's like, oh, stop annoying me!
Yeah.
Right? God never gets annoyed. No matter how much you annoy him, he lets you in. Meaning, and what's the drasha? B'chol kareinu elav. The human beings, they have a limit. And with God, no matter how many times you call him, b'chol kareinu elav. Yes.
Kasha.
Reb Pinchas v'shem Reb Tanchum Bar Chanilai. Basar v'dam yesh lo patron. Uvanu sonim v'tavsu oto al petach chatzer shel patrona. What happens if you get kidnapped on the door of the patron? Ad tzavach le. You could be screaming to your patron, but by the time he gets to the front door, that sword will have already removed your head from your shoulders. But God, you know, cannot be stopped by... He doesn't need any advanced warning to save you, because he's God. Proof? Dichtiv, Isaac Yoshafat,
Hashem Azarov, Isitem Elokim Yimeru, right? Yehoshaphat was going to die because he had joined with Achav Melech Yisrael and therefore deserved to die in battle. Malamed Shelo Yachaser Lachitu Harosh. So he called out, Vayisirem Elokim Yimeru, they read as literally, like, removed the sword from his neck, Vayisirem Elokim Yimeru, because he called out to God. So you see that even at the very last moment, and if you remember in the Bavli, the version of this is Chizkiyahu, that he says, that Yeshayahu says to him, you're going to die because you didn't have kids. And he says, well, so let me have kids. And Yeshayahu says, it's too late. The Gzeira already happened. What did he say? Yeshayahu, get out of here. I have a Mesorah from David HaMelech, right, in our Davidic family, that Afilu Cherev Chadam Unach Al Tzavaro Shel Adam Al Yimna Atzmo Min Harachamim, that even if a sword is on your neck, you can David. Rabbi Zera Birei De Rabbi Abba, Abahu, Rabbi Abahu B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Ashrei She'el Yaakov Be'ezro, Maktiv Batrei. So praiseworthy is the one who got asked God for his help. What does it say afterwards? Oseh Shemayim V'aretz, V'chima Enyan Zeh L'Zeh. What does that have to do with anything? Ela Baser V'dam, Yesh Lo Patron Sholosh B'Parach Yachav, Yesh Lo Parach Yacheret. You may have a patron, and maybe he is the ruler of this area, but it's not the one next to it. V'afilo Eimar Ko. Kozmaklator, and even if he's the emperor of the whole world, Sholed Biabash Hashem and Sholed Bayam, good luck. He controls the earth. Good luck in the middle of the ocean. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sholed Bayam V'Sholed Bayabasha. God controls the water. He controls the land. Matzil Bayam Minamayim V'Yasha Mimin Yabasha Minah. He saves you from fire. He saves you from water. He says, "Who Hitzel at Moshe Michayev Paro? Hitzel Yonah Me'ad Daga Chanani Mishal Vazaria B'Kiv Shana Eish." The Daniel Mibor Ha'arayot Hadu Dechsev Oz Deshamayim Aretz Et Hayam Et Kol Asher Bam. God, it's important to know God controls everything. That's why He can save you so successfully. Amarei Tanchuma Masa B'Shvina Achat Shel Goyim Shaita Pareshet B'Yam Agadol. Now this is amazing because the following Agadata is clearly an Agadic rendering of a Yonah-esque story. And why they do it, I don't know. The footnote of the art scroll just notes, this has something to do with Yonah. I am also slightly at a loss, except maybe to say that the point of the story is to tell you that Yonah is supposed to be a paradigm for our lives. I'm not totally sure, but here's the story. Tell me if it sounds familiar. V'haya batinuk echad Yehudi, that was a young Jew, amad aleim sar gadol bayam, and there was a huge storm while he was on his boat. V'amad kol echad v'hem v'hichal nota yirato b'yado v'korei. And each person on the boat started davening to his avodah zarah v'lo ho'el klum, and it didn't help. Kevin Sharo shelo ilu klum, once it didn't help, Amr lo to Yehudi, they said to the Jew, B'di, kum kray al alecha, sheshamadu shona etchem kishatem tzohakim elav. Can you daven to your God? We heard that your God answers whenever you daven. Vihu gibor, and he's really strong. Miad amadatinuk v'chaliba v'tzak. So this young Jew got up and davened with all his heart. V'kibo meno kadosh baruch hu tfilato v'shata kayam. And God listened, and the sea quieted down. Kevin sheyardu liyabasha, yardu kol echad ve'echad, liknotz rachav. Everyone went shopping. Amr leloto tina, glit ad boy mazman lach klum. Don't you need to buy anything? Amr lehen matun boy minan, achsan yaluva. What do you want from me? I'm such a poor guest. I can't go. Amr lo, achsan yaluva. What do you mean you're poor? Inun achsan yaluva, inun hachav etavot mebovel, inun hachav etavot beromi, inun hachav etavot imahon, velo mahanin leklum. What are you talking about? We're the poor ones, right? We have our idols. We left them in Bavel, so they didn't help us. We left them in Rome. Aval at kol ha'han dat azal elach imach. Wherever you go, God is with you. Sound familiar? Sounds pretty Yonah-esque. It really does. He doesn't get thrown in the water. Great. But everything else, you're right. It's not totally Yonah, but it sounds very Yonah-like. So I don't know if it actually happened and it just happens to be Yonah-like, or it's telling you that Yonah should be a paradigm for our lives. How do you chdiv? Kashem alkinu b'chol kareinu elav. Rishum ben Lakish Omer Basar v'dam yesh lo karov. Now we continue on this idea of kirva, of closeness. So if you have a relative, imay asher humodebo. If you're rich, people are happy to acknowledge the fact they have rich relatives. Yes, I am cousins with Jeff Bezos. How that happened, don't ask me, right? He's not Jewish. I don't know how that happens. Don't ask, right? Vimayani, and if you have a poor relative, Kovarbo. I'm not related to him. I don't know him. God is not like a Phil Yisrael. Even when the Jews are at the lowest of the low, who koreotam achai v'rayai. God calls them my brothers, my friends. Umatam liman achai v'rayai, it says in Tehillim.
Now, fascinatingly, right, Chazal are saying that this is not David speaking, it is God speaking. Rabbi Avon, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Basav Adam, Yesh lo Karov, Im haya pilosophos, if your relative is a philosopher, who Omar in plon mitkariv lon, then you say, oh, I am related to him. Right, this is true. Right, this is true. It's like, I'm very proud to say about different relatives, I'm related or sort of related to that big rabbi, right? It makes me very proud. That's when you start being loose on how you understand relative. Yes, I'm relatives. Right? Exactly. What was like when I got engaged to Ora, and Ora's first cousin is married to Ray Willig's daughter. And Ray Willig was like, oh, Jonathan, now we're related. And I'm like, you must really like me if that is count as, right, related. I'm very happy to say it the other way, that I'm related to Ray Willig. Am I? No, not at all. But, like, I'm very happy to say it. Hu omer ayin plan mitkarev lan, aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu kore lichol Yisrael krovim. But God is willing to say, but all the Jews, they are his relatives. Hadzuchtev ayarm karen le'amo. Close to him. Fine. Malcolm Chenekram and Avo Dezara, Omar Bach Shakar Avo Dezara, Ze Meretzenu. So there's the bracha of God got rid of the Avo Dezara from our place. Matnita. Right now, one view is that this is only if Avo Dezara is God from all of the places in Israel. And again, Israel here is unique, which is very interesting. We find this in many areas of Halacha, that the only thing that really matters is Israel for certain national things, like La Rufa, Kiddush HaChodesh, right, the Rambam's thing, that if there were to be no Jews in Israel for even a moment, the Jewish calendar would collapse but on its own terms, because it's dependent on the Jews in Eretz Israel. Now, the Rush, though, has a different girsa here, which does not divide between Eretz Yisrael and all of Eretz Yisrael in one place, but it divides. Well, you know, let's read the girsa that we have in the Gemara, and then we'll read the Rush. So, Madinik Sheher, and we call him a Eretz Yisrael. It's only if it was gotten rid of all of the Eretz Yisrael, of Nekrom, Makom, Echad, but if it was only one place, Omer, Baruch, you say from this place. So the Rosh's girsa is matnita k'shnekra mimikoma beretz Yisrael nekra avod zara mimakom acher omer baruch sha'akar avod zara mimakom hazeh. He says no, it's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Not all of Eretz Yisrael versus Eretz Yisrael, but you make one bracha in Eretz Yisrael and a different bracha in Chutz La'aretz.
But in either case, we know that there are two brachos. We have two known brachos.
The halacha we paskin that it doesn't matter from all places or one in Eretz Yisrael, this bracha is the same. And you say min ha-makom, you say me'artzenu, and in Chutz La'aretz you say min ha-makom hazeh.
That's what we paskin.
If this ever happens to you, I don't have it. Hey, it could happen. No, I'm not saying it. It's never happened to me. But anyways. Nekro makom echad, what if it just gets moved? It was uprooted from here to be put there. Makom shenitna bo omer baruch erech apayim. In the place where it is, you say, baruch erech apayim, rishonotan erech apayim, the overe rishonot, that God has patience. And even though he got moved, you still say because it got moved. Yiratzon milfanecha, but then you add a little tefila of Yiratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokeinu k'shem she'akarta otan min ha'makom hazeh kach ta'akar otan min ha'makomot kulam v'tachzer lev ovdecha le'ovdecha. Right, and it should be uprooted from everywhere else, and people should come to serve you. V'lo nimsa mitpalal al ovdei avodizara. So wait a second. Especially in Chutz La'aretz, does that mean you're davening about ovdei avodizara? That God should uproot from them? So Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yishmael ben Gamliel, Omer af v'chutz la'aretz arach lomar kein. Yes, even in Chutz La'aretz, you need to say it because, in the time of Mashiach, all of the world is going to come to recognize God, and therefore that is a totally plausible tefillah. And let's just finish this statement that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because the Gemara is saying, really, you think that Avodah Zarah is going to leave the non-Jews? And the Gemara says, yes, that's the next line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katev, kol mishe yuchubar, yivcharaktiv. You read it as yivchar, not yuchubar. El kol ha-chayim, yesh bitachon. So, shekol zman shadam chay, yesh lo tikva, mate agva tikvato, matan borodam rasha tova tikva. So as long as people, whether they are Jewish or not Jewish, and this goes back to our parsha thing, they have hope that they are going to come back to God, and therefore, yes, indeed, you say the tefillah, even in Chutz La'aretz, that the Avodah Zarah should leave Avodah Zarah. Okay.